February the 16th was like any other day that had ever gone before. The village nearby began to wake up. Mr. and Mrs. Smith were already having their breakfast. Mr. Smith was troubled.
Polly, you're a good woman. Your house is clean and tidy. On. money's always been black. Does it really matter now? It's all so long ago. If we've got to go, I'd just like you to know I love you, and I always will. Do you think it
assassination of the Russian leader, world tension had steadily risen. Riots were rife. The Berlin Wall had been repeatedly breached. Armies were mobilized. People were worried. Matter of time now before someone pushed the fatal red button. Thank you. Armageddon had arrived. The earth as it had been was no more. Millions of people had been killed, some quickly and some horribly slowly. Medical attention was negligible as hospitals and help had all been destroyed. Just a few privileged people remained. These were alone in their nuclear shelters, spending their precious moments as best they could. Jack and Jill were two of these, and as they watched the same film again and again, they contemplated what they would find in their brand new world. Once the radiation had died down, in scattered areas, people began to surface. Destruction and waste were all that remained. As Jack sat on a hill surveying the ashes around, he could see in the remains of an old house a cradle being rocked creakily backwards and forwards by the wind. The feeling of isolation bore down heavily. The hush was broken only by the breeze. Jack turned to his daughter Mary and tried to lift his spirits by showing her a possible bright future with gardens, seas, shells and sun, where at present there were none. As they reminisced about the olden days, they remembered the panic of the few weeks leading up to the Great War, which now had remodeled the world.
We were one.
living survivors were few, but the spirits of the dead lingered on, and they could be heard in the wind and the waves as nature moved on in eternal time. This is the end of the story, so now, boys and girls, you had better say your prayers and go quickly to bed.